Central Time, I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, new research from UW-Madison looks at the difference in health risks for adults with autism spectrum disorder versus adults not on the spectrum. We find out how the information could be used to provide more effective care. First, environmental groups held a news conference this afternoon about their lawsuit against the state's water diversion plan for the soon-to-be-built Foxconn facility. The suit was filed late last week and asserts the DNR ignored a requirement that diversions be for public use, like residential customers. The DNR approved a proposal last month that would allow the city of Racine to take about 7 million gallons of water daily from Lake Michigan and pipe it to the plant in Mount Pleasant, 9 miles away. Governor Scott Walker has said repeatedly that Foxconn's water diversion would not harm Lake Michigan. So what effects would this plan have on the Great Lakes, and what's next on the legal front? Chuck Kornbach is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee, and he's been covering this story. Chuck, thanks for joining us today.
Hello, and thank you.
Before we talk about the lawsuit itself, let's review this water diversion plan. What exactly did the DNR agree to, Chuck?
Well, as you say, last month they agreed to a petition or a request from the city of Racine, which has a nice drinking water treatment plant and a wastewater treatment plant that will come into play too. But the drinking water treatment plant that the city of Racine says is underutilized and has plenty of capacity to send water from Lake Michigan out to Mount Pleasant. Racine already serves village of Mount Pleasant, but would serve the portion of the Foxconn facility that's outside the Great Lakes Basin and in the Mississippi River Basin, about 8% of the village, I think. And that's the bone of contention, is that should the Racine be able to send this water out to the public, into a private entity.
And the figures we've seen have been about 7 million gallons a day that would be diverted in the way that you just described, Chuck. What would that water be used for at the Foxconn facility?
In the production process, we haven't seen all the details on that, but a plant that makes liquid crystal display screens and other devices would seem to use a lot of water, especially a very large plant that this is going to be, apparently. About 4 million gallons a day would go back to Lake Michigan through the Racine wastewater treatment plant, but about 2.7 or 3 million gallons would evaporate or somehow otherwise disappear in the production process.
How significant is that? That's a pretty large proportion of that water that's being sent every day.
It is, but it's within the Great Lakes Compact, which allows a larger amount even to be used in consumptive use. So that's not really the issue. It's the whether Racine should be the one to supply the water and whether it's a public or a private use.
So if I'm understanding what you're saying, Chuck, that percentage or that proportion would not necessarily be different if it was a different type of use. That's fairly standard operating.
Well, I think so.
We're talking with Chuck Kornbach. He's Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee, and we're talking about a lawsuit that's been filed over the water diversion plan for the new Foxconn facility. And Chuck, what has Governor Walker been saying about this? He's been a big proponent of the Foxconn facility.
You know, he hasn't said too much about whether this is for a public or private use. He has focused his comments that I've heard at least twice on whether the diversion would harm Lake Michigan. He says it would not. Most of the environmental groups say that this 7 million gallons with returning 4 million would not harm Lake Michigan. It's the precedent the environmental groups are worried about.
So let's dig in on that lawsuit now. It's coming from several environmental groups. First of all, who are the organizations that have come together to file this lawsuit?
Well, it's technically called a petition for contested case hearing. The groups are asking the Wisconsin DNR, which approved the diversion, to allow this to go to be reviewed by an independent party and an administrative law judge. It's groups such as the Midwest Environmental Advocates, Milwaukee Riverkeeper, there's a Minnesota group, and the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is involved as well. Their representative, Louise Petering was at a news conference today at the Milwaukee Lakeshore. League of Women Voters, the petition reminds us, works to improve our systems of government and impact policies through public policies through education and advocacy. The League, I believe, thinks that this is bad policy, the way this diversion plan was approved. And Ms. Petering said that this does seem to set a bad precedent that would eventually affect the lakes, Great Lakes, if more communities, more companies set up just outside the Great Lakes Basin and want water.
Let's listen to a quote from attorney Jody Havish-Sinikin of Midwest Environmental Advocates, one of the groups that's filing the lawsuit.
The integrity of the compact is being tested by this misinterpretation, and we believe that the compact is important enough to fight for to get the interpretation of this critical provision correct.
So, Chuck, she talks about a misinterpretation of the compact. What is she saying the DNR has misinterpreted about how these diversions can be done?
Sure. The DNR today, Communications Director Jim Dick, did not have much to say about the petition for the contested case hearing. He did say the petition is under review to determine the next steps. However, the DNR did release a document that I had not seen before, that apparently on May 3rd, the Wisconsin DNR held an informal briefing with representatives from the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence River states and provinces. In other words, the groups that have looked at other diversions, like the Waukesha diversion, of course. And in that document dated May 16th, it goes into more depth into why the DNR says they think this meets the compact, this diversion meets the compact. They said the definition of public water supply purposes requires a physically connected system that serves a group of largely residential customers. The DNR is arguing that Racine, the Racine Water Utility, is a physically connected system, has a pipe into the lake and serves customers inland, and that 90% of the Racine Water Utility customers are residential customers. So that's Racine's argument. That's the DNR's apparent argument in approving the diversion. At the news conference today, Jody Havish-Sinikin and others said that interpretation was a stretch, and that audio you played was from Friday, is what she's referring to, this misrepresentation or misinterpretation.
It's interesting, Chuck, because you said that this document that you had not seen before talks about how the vast majority of customers are private residential users, but it sounds like in that argument that they are counting Foxconn as one customer, just like, you know, maybe a household of four people, whereas I'm guessing that if it was looked at from the amount of water, it might be a little different equation then.
Well, in looking at this DNR document, I don't even see that Foxconn is listed as a residential customer. They're saying, the DNR is saying, and Racine is saying, look, we have this system, this water supply system that already serves residential customers. The compact language is silent on some of this, whether Foxconn, a company like Foxconn, would fit into the equation or not if they already serve, Racine already serves water utility residential customers.
So the groups that are filing this lawsuit want the DNR to pull its approval of the water diversion plan and hold a contested case hearing. What exactly would that mean, and what kind of timeline might that be on?
Well, that would involve the administrative law judge that we talked about, Division of Hearings and Appeals. Does that sound right? I think that's the state division that would hear this. Now, that topic came up at the news conference today. First of all, whether the DNR would agree to the contested case hearing, the attorneys for the environmental groups, Jimmy Parra was one of them, saying we think this meets the standard for this request for a contested case hearing. And then he was going on to say that it's quite possible that under legislation the legislature passed last year, that any review could be expedited, sped up, that if the law judge took the case and ruled a certain way, if this went on to a circuit court, that there's legislation that might wind, could even put this matter before the state Supreme Court in a relatively quick fashion. Now, if the administrative law judge, if that person does take the case and rules against the petitioners, the environmental groups, then maybe that's the end of it. But if the law judge rules in favor of the environmental groups, then other judges in the state sound like they could get involved very quickly.
Hmm. And Chuck, as you mentioned, the environmental groups pushing for legal action held that news conference today in Milwaukee. Anything else of note that came out of that?
Well, it was the, they reminded us it's the 10th anniversary, roughly, of when the state of Wisconsin entered the Great Lakes St. Lawrence River Basin Water Resources Compact, or what we call the Great Lakes Compact, and that they said even though it's been 10 years, some of these issues are still in their infancy in terms of getting resolved. This straddling community issue where another city, Racine, applies on behalf of Mount Pleasant or the Foxconn property is a wrinkle that really hasn't come up in the other, I guess, two cases involving the diversion on a bigger scale.
Well, Chuck, thanks for bringing us up to speed, and we'll certainly be checking back in with you as it progresses.
Thank you.
Chuck Kornbach is Wisconsin Public Radio's reporter in Milwaukee. We talked with him about the lawsuit against the state's water diversion plan for the Foxconn project. And for more information on Foxconn and issues surrounding Great Lakes water, visit wiscontext.org/Foxconn.